Will and Woody, podcasting now.
Woods, it has been your desperate ploy to be on a reality TV show.
I wouldn't say desperate.
I would say very desperate.
No, they're coming to me more often than not. There was one instance where I called the head of content of Channel 10, literally begging to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
which I think unfortunately made my chances worse.
Bit too keen.
I said I'd do it for free as well.
So you missed out on Dancing with the Stars. The Real Dirty Dancing, Celebrity Apprentice,
The Real Full
Celebrity
Monty.
SAS.
Yep.
Full Monty.
Yep.
Each of these shows you've been told that you've been in the mix for, in inverted commas.
I also auditioned for Barista Number 2 on Neighbours. Missed out.
Okay, so look, there's been a few that have fallen down, and I knew that you were particularly desperate about this. So this morning I actually got our agent, Mark.
Yeah, not funny.
To call you.
You know I take these phone calls very seriously.
Very seriously, particularly when Hollywood Clemens himself calls you. That's our agent. And, you know, he's got big news for you often. You're on the way to work, you're flustered, and I recorded the call all the way through the desk. You had no idea that I was recording it, and I got him to pitch to you the most outrageous show I could possibly think of and see how desperate you truly were.
Hello, Woody speaking.
Oh, Woody, it's Mark Clemens speaking.
Oh, g'day, Mark. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. I'm just ringing from the office phone, so that's probably why you didn't realise it was me. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, you're on private number.
Yeah, that's right. So sorry about that.
All good.
Listen, just want to run this past you. Just been chatting to Channel 10 over the last few days, and they're looking at doing some more of these sort of celebrity-based shows, short runs. There might be a show that particularly tickles your fancy. There might not be.
Stop the tape. You're on the hook.
Yeah, I was very excited.
you know how much
I want to get on the tune.
You can hear it in your voice. But, mate, I mean, like, even if you were keen, the show that you're about to hear is like, well, I still can't believe that you took it seriously.
I think it's got merit.
I think it is a great indication of how desperate you are. Mm. I mean, like, he's a great salesman, Mark.
Yeah.
We've got to give him that. Like, he's good at that.
And he drops names, and before you know it, you're just buying it.
Okay, well, without further ado, this is the show that Mark pitched to you earlier this morning. Roll the tape.
It's a little bit personal, but it's sort of about the journey and the anxiety associated with it. It's called Celebrity Circumcision. I don't know whether you've been circumcised or not. It's not a question I've ever asked you before, actually.
Yeah. And
Stop the tape.
It's obviously a concern of mine. I had similar chats with The Real Full Monty. I said, but can I leave something? Can I put a sock on? And I had issues there.
Stay with us. I will play for you right up next how our agent's pitch of celebrity circumcision went to Woods, and we find out just how desperate the man really is.
Will and Woody, podcasting now.
Woods, you, my friend, have thrown your hat into the ring of every reality TV show that has been on air in the last 4 to 5 years.
And I've been in the mix.
You've been in the
just
mix.
Just for everyone
which
to know.
Is the nice, which everyone knows who's ever played any sport is the nice way of saying you didn't make the cut.
Yeah, and that's probably the party line amongst all the networks. They probably get together and go like, God, is that Woody Whitelaw just pitching himself nonstop? I'm just saying he's in the mix. Makes him feel good about
didn't
himself.
Didn't we go within the mix last time? We did, but he keeps buying it.
Yeah.
So look, you're desperate, mate. I got our manager, Mark Clemens, to call you this morning. He was more than happy to stitch you up. You're on the way into work. I got into work early, recorded the whole thing through the desk. If you're just joining us, I got Mark to pitch the most outrageous TV show he could possibly think of just to see how desperate you were.
Yeah, I actually think the TV show would be good, but that's just my opinion.
Well, wait till you hear it. I think this is incredible. I think it's more incredible that you were considering it. You'll hear when I interrupt right at the end and when we reveal it's a stitch up. Roll the tape.
Then the last one's a little bit personal. It's sort of about the journey and the anxiety associated with it. It's called Celebrity Circumcision. I don't know whether you've been circumcised or not. It's not a question I've ever asked you before, actually.
Yeah.
So you are really concerned about that, aren't you?
Look, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want my family. I don't want my family to see me getting Well, getting the sniff done.
Such a serious, normal question. Like, surely at that point you were like, no, no, come on. Come on. Like, they're not actually going to be showing it on TV.
Well, I wasn't sure. That's where reality TV's getting, though. Like, last week on SAS, they covered them all in poo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
it's
they
not-
didn't dack them and then... cover them all in poo. Oh,
might be happening this week. Who knows? Challenge 4, boys. This is just for you. Circumcision. No, no, no. And obviously I had more other concerns as well around the fact that, well, Australia's going to know now I'm actually circumcised. So that was one. Well, it's a valid question.
It comes on Nicole, roll the tape.
So, but Mark, what's the show? What's the actual...
Well, your penis will be on air. It's about being circumcised.
As an adult, the celebrities will go in and get circumcised as adults.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I've been circumcised.
We could get a stuntman. We could get a double to come in and show their dick.
Yeah. Which would, I think, work for me. Definitely. Yeah.
No, you'd be great. It'd be great.
Okay. is this just like loose ideas, or that's definitely happening next year?
No, the circumcision's, it's going to happen. If you're happy, I'll just sort of say it in principle without any knowing any more. You're interested.
Yeah. And have Channel 10 approached you to talk to me about these, or are we...
Wait. Your question was, have Channel 10 approached you to talk to me?
Well,
opposed to them going to Channel 10 and going, look, Woody would love to get the snip on TV.
That's what's been happening recently. Like, Mark pitches me to reality show which he's doing his job there because I'm telling him to. But, you know, I'm sick of missing out on these shows. So I want, if Ten wanted me, it makes me feel good. Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to know that. But, yeah, I mean, this is, hearing this back, it's pretty embarrassing. It's also embarrassing to hear just how defensive I am around the idea of my penis being shown on TV.
Stunt double. Can we get a stunt double in?
And Mark was like, yeah, great idea. I think that'll do wonders for you.
I'll listen to the end.
Well, you know, I speak to them all the time about you, and they've approached me and thought you might be interested. This will be filmed first half of next year.
Okay. Well, I probably won't talk to work or anything yet.
No. I don't say a word to anybody. No.
Hey, Woods, you can use my dick as a stunt double if you want.
I thought that might get you.
See what you're hearing. Find us on Instagram and Facebook. Search Will and Woody.